Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
Speak the Word is a presentation of Speak the Word Ministries.
If your mind is focused on fear, your life will be limited to anxiety. But if your life is filled and rooted in faith, your life will be filled with purpose.
Speak the Word.
This is Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries is based on Matthew 8:8, where the centurion asked Jesus to speak the word.
Speak the word.
Speak the word. God's word. Speak God's word.
We invite you to visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. That's speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Satan is on the Prowl.
Speak the word.
Friends, your words are the most powerful weapon that God has given to you and me to achieve our dreams, but also to absolutely destroy our dreams. If we aren't coming into agreement with God's word and we're not agreeing with Him, those dreams are going to be destroyed. If you're agreeing with the world's way of thinking, you will destroy your dreams. I want you to know that when we speak God's word, that it has dynamite power, it has dunamis power, it explodes like dynamite. As a matter of fact, it tells us in Jeremiah 23:29, coming from the Strong's Concordance, is not my word like fire, declares the Lord, and like a hammer which shatters a rock. And some translation says a rock of most stubborn resistance. I find that most things that the enemy places on us turn out to be stubborn, you know, stubborn resistance. Sometimes you can speak God's word over a situation, whether it's your health or your finances or your children, and you can gain results right then. But sometimes I believe it's a process. I believe it's kind of like with the 10 lepers, you know, when they asked for Jesus to heal them, and He did. He said He will, He would, and as they walked, He sent them to see the priest, and as they walked, they were healed. You speak the word, and then as you continue to give God the praise and the glory and thank Him for the healing, your healing is the moment that you pray. But sometimes the symptoms don't disappear right away. And like with those 10 leopards, you know, they were healed the moment that Jesus said He would. They were. But it says, as they walked. So He said, as they walked, the symptoms left. Didn't leave right away. My friend, know this. The Holy Spirit possesses a dynamite-like power that works within a believer. It is not a power that exalts one person above others. It does not manipulate or control others. Instead, the Holy Spirit uses His power. This is what Holy Spirit uses His power for. His power is to remake us, to help us, to teach us, to comfort us, and to be our advocates. And this is what it tells us in John 14:15-18. And you know, I repeat that verse a lot to myself, you know, pretty much every day. I thank the Holy Spirit. You know, we have to understand that Holy Spirit is not an it or a thing. Holy Spirit is a person that actually lives in us, actually was sent by Jesus Himself to help us, to teach us, to comfort us, to be our advocates. In other words, be our attorney, be our comforter. And so I was listening to a song in my prayer time this morning. Some of you that's older that's listening will probably recognize it, and some of you that's younger probably won't. But the name of the song is, I Can't Even Walk Without Him Holding My Hand. And I feel that way, brothers and sisters, about the Holy Spirit. I feel that way when I'm teaching this word. And when I'm putting the word together, sometimes it takes me a long time, sometimes it takes me a short time. It depends on how many attacks I'm getting from the enemy and how strong I stand so I can put it together. But I'm telling you that the greater one is living in us, and the Holy Spirit has been sent to help us to do what we need to do. And I had to remind myself that of this morning as I was driving to the studio, because yesterday, you know, the enemy, you know, he hit me with an arrow here and he hit me with an arrow there, you know, and next thing you know, my ears are roaring and humming and so overwhelming that I could barely focus on what I was doing. But I kept listening. I got up and I began to pray in the Spirit and walk up and down the floor and pray in the Spirit till I got to the point to where I could focus on my message again. You know, he is going to attack you and he is going to try to prevent us from sharing the Word with you, because he knows how important the Word of God is. He knows that our power lies in God's Word, and without God's Word, we're helpless. We don't have a weapon. But I know, you know, as like I said, as I was driving into the studio this morning, I have to remind myself that it's not me that's teaching this Word. The Holy Spirit gave it to me. He helped me put it together. He reminded me of what we needed to say. And I have to understand that I'm just a body. I'm a spirit, soul, and body. And the Holy Spirit is my teacher, and he's my helper. I'm a mouthpiece for the Lord. I'm just a body. I'm just a house. And the Holy Spirit speaks through me. Because, matter of fact, most of the things that I say, even when I make my notes out, are things that he gives me. But I have to remind myself that sometimes that it's not me, but it's him that lives in me. And like I said, you know, the most common and accurate term for the power of God is omniscient, the one who has unlimited power and authority. So many don't recognize the importance of what they think about and how those thoughts become words. You know, we go through our life every day. You know, I think they say that women, I forgot the thousands of it, but I think men speak about 7,000 words a day, according to science, and women speak about 20,000. But either way, whether we recognize it or not, we are speaking things that go against what God said. And as long as we continue to speak against what God tells us and who he has made us to be, we're not going to be where we want to be. We're not going to prosper in our finances. We're not going to prosper on our job. We're not going to prosper in our health. In order to do that, yes, I still get arrows pointed at me and thrown at me, but I'm an overcomer. And why I'm an overcomer is because God said that I'm an overcomer. He's made me more than a conqueror. The Bible says in Romans 8 that I am more than a conqueror through him who strengthens me. I am more than an overcomer. And you are too. Maybe you just haven't recognized it yet. And a lot of people not realizing how they're affecting, you know, how those words that you're speaking are affecting your whole life. But it also affects those around you. And most people don't think about the words coming out of their mouths and how those words are seeds. You know, I've said this before, God's Word says in Luke it's a seed, and it says in those words seeds that will ultimately is going to bring a harvest for you. And so we have to get a revelation, brothers and sisters, that our words are formed from our thoughts, and our words have creative ability. And so I can't say this enough, because like I said before, I know from the emails and the phone calls that come in to speak the Word and make the Word alive, going by that, it's like about 75% is on finances and about 25-26 on sickness. That varies, but pretty much that's it. God don't want you to be in lack. And you might say, well, Pastor Joe, I have prayed and I have tried everything I know. Well, let me tell you something. It's not about how much you've tried. It's how much you believe. You have to believe that God is your only source and that he's always going to take care of you. He's your source. And he's going to give you what you need. It's not your job. It's not your bank. It's not your family. But God is our source.
speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
This has been Speak the Word, the Bible teaching ministry of Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We're glad you've joined us for today's message. Speak the Word is made possible by support from listeners like you. If you'd like to hear more from Speak the Word, visit us online at speakthewordministry.net. There, you can also learn more about Pastor Joe, purchase audio CDs or DVDs, and watch and listen to other radio messages from Pastor Joe. Again, just go to speakthewordministry.net. Pastor Joe will be right back with a closing word. But first, we're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for a copy of I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said by Pastor Joanne Ramsey when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Saints, I received this prayer request from Aldine, and she writes, Dear Pastor Joe, please help me to pray for the restoration of my marriage. Please pray that he will seek help with his online addiction and that he will not be led astray. And please pray that my husband will help me in fighting for our marriage. Aldine, I have no words to tell you how sorry I am to hear about your struggle with your marriage, and I would be more than happy to pray for you and your husband. Father, I lift up Aldine's marriage to you. I know that the marriage covenant is very important to you. So I pray, Lord, that you will place obstacles in her husband's way to discourage him from things that will harm their relationship. You said, Lord, that whom you have joined together, let no man separate, for the two have become one flesh, and the husband should love his wife as he loved his own body. So, Lord, I pray for a full restoration of this marriage in Jesus' name. Amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening, and join us next time here on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand against the word of God, against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.